You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a sensational, and I don't ever say that casually. I hardly ever say it, but it's a sensational show lined up for you. The feature at the bottom of this hour is the good gut, the Sonnenbergs, S-O-N-N-E-N-B-U-R-G, our two PhDs, Justin and Erica, whose book is endorsed, the book The Good Gut is endorsed by David Perlmutter, Mark Hyman, David Ludwig, Mark Oponis, Alan Perlman, Daphne Miller, Andy Weil, and me too. It is a sensational scientific review. And I say that it's a review for the lay audience of the science of the microbiome and how that changes with time. It's really a sensational book about what you can do to use your gut bacteria to change your memory, change your personality, prevent coronary artery disease, prevent obesity, decrease your aging. And we're going to talk about a rich microbiome versus a poor microbiome, what they mean by that, and what to do to keep your microbiome keeping you young. If you need an antibiotic, what are the best bacteria for slowing aging or for slowing disease, and how to get them, and the importance of soluble versus insoluble fiber. This is a really sensational book. We're going to get great answers to these questions, some of which you've asked already. You can always ask questions at UDocs, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. But we're not going to just talk about the gut today. In the second hour, our guest is Dr. Ginger. Excuse me, the Rainbow Juice Cleanse. Lose weight, boost energy, supercharge your health by Dr. Ginger Southall. She is 7 colors, 7 days, 7 pounds is the promise on the cover. But it is a really good book. We're going to talk to you about how to combine these two things. We also have some great stories of the week. One horrible story of the week is Joe Galewski, who obviously was the person who taught me a lot about how to do this show. He taught me a lot about a lot of life and about a lot in health. Died this week. He developed a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that everyone thought would be easy to treat, including his doctors in Syracuse and at several places and at Roswell Park in Buffalo, New York. But they proved whatever the cancer cells were, proved too tough. And when killed, they lowered his white cells to the point where they didn't come back enough to help him. His cancer cells stayed around, so he couldn't get a bone marrow transplant. And unfortunately, Joe passed. But he left, obviously, this show, and I do this show now, partially from now on, as a tribute to him. He wanted all of us to live healthy. He wanted all of us to enjoy learning about things, and he made things so much fun, moved the show so fast. I'm going to try and keep doing that in his honor. The stories, we're going to talk about how a 2-minute walk may counter the harms of a lot of sitting, and we'll talk about exactly how much sitting. The USDA creates a new government certification for GMO-free. Maybe they make the people who are GMO-free, which is healthier, pay. They should do it the other way around. When you have GMOs in it, they should make you label it and charge you for that label. Why should they charge people with GMO who are doing the right thing? Why should they charge them more for their product? HPV vaccine can prevent 80% of cervical cancers. That is, the type 16 and 18 we knew were in the old HPV vaccine prevented about 66% of cervical cancers. They've added 5 more types, prevent up to 80%, about 80, 82% of cervical cancers. But they also prevent a lot more throat cancers and anal cancers. So this is a big deal. So even if you have gotten the HPV vaccine, maybe you should get it again. I don't know the answer to that. We'll find that out from some vaccine experts by next week. The Otto Omega segment. This is a Mediterranean diet with either omega-9 olive oil or omega-3 in the form of AHA walnuts, decreased memory loss, and decreased the decline, actually improved processing speed. This is an amazing. This is a 4.5-year duration randomized controlled study from Spain where they took people on a standard Spanish diet and added either nuts to it, like walnuts, half an ounce of, or actually it was an ounce of, no, an ounce and a half of either of combined walnuts, and Brazil nuts, and one other kind of nut, almonds. So the three kinds of nuts, but it was a half ounce of, three-quarters of an ounce of walnuts, sorry, or in a mixture of the other almonds and Brazil nuts, or a lot of 5 ounces of olive oil a day, and it improved. In 4.5 years, there was a decline in cognitive function and speed of functioning and in memory in the control group, but in the group that got the walnuts or the group that got the olive oil, they both had improvements. Significant. I mean, so it makes you younger to have these in 4.5 years rather than getting older. The equivalent is about an 8-year benefit, an 8-year younger effect from either of these. Truly remarkable. Don't know. They did not do a group that combined the two. Others have for heart disease and stroke, and it's a 33% reduction in heart attack or stroke, which is about, at this age, about a 2-year benefit. So a better benefit for your brain, as we've always said that the Otto Omegas do, than for your heart, but substantial benefits for both. And by the way, people have asked me, where can they get more information on the good gut and microbiome? Well, we have a course in that in December in Las Vegas. We'll make it fun for you. It is, you can go to www.ccf for Cleveland Clinic Foundation, CME for continuing medical education, .org/wellness. .org for organization, .org/wellness. And you can learn about our course. One of the pioneers in this field will be giving two great talks at it, Stan Hazen, talking about inflammation in your microbiome and can you eat steak and enjoy it too. That is what it does to your microbiome and how he's working, and a number of pharmaceutical firms are working, and maybe he'll just reveal the secrets to us then. And we'll push him to do so because he's promised me that within a couple years, they will be able to publish a study on how you can keep improving your microbiome. We're going to get much more about your microbiome at the bottom of the hour with the Sonnenbergs. The book is called The Good Gut, Taking Control of Your Weight, Your Mood, and Your Long-Term Health, called The Good Gut by the Sonnenbergs, S-O-N-N-E-N-B-U-R-G. And it is available, I checked as usual, on Amazon. This is a, if you will, a wonderful book with a scientific review put in lay fashion so you'll understand it. In the second hour, we have probably the most beautiful of our book writers, Dr. Ginger Southall, The Rainbow Juice Cleanse, 7 colors, 7 days, 7 pounds. She is a chiropractor who talks about how she uses diet to help people lose weight and get healthier backs as well. Let me go to, since we way out of order did the Otto Omega segment talking about how the Mediterranean diet, that is 3/4 of an ounce of walnuts a day or plus another 3/4 of an ounce of almonds and Brazil nuts mixed. So an ounce and a half of nuts a day or olive oil, 5 ounces of olive oil was the equivalent a day. How those, in fact, decrease your rate of aging. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news! Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike on you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the call means to stay well. And our show is a show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the highest quality for the longest time you want. You know, when I was going over the past history of my, if you will, self in the newspapers, I was asked to give a talk this week to the PR Society of America And one of the interesting things is just in 2006, I gave a talk on how there were 14 areas of aging, one of which include your microbiome, and that if any of these had enough research on it, there was a real chance that we could live to 160 with the quality of life you had at age 40. And of course, Time magazine came out with a thing on living to 160. Well, I was criticized boldly and often in front page of our local Plain Dealer in 2006. And of course, it's now accepted. No one apologized to me since for all that criticism, even though I was just quoting the science. Well, we have a great guest at the bottom of the hour and a good, solid book. This is a wonderful book. I loved reading it. The Good Gut, Taking Control of Your Weight, Your Mood, and Your Long-Term Health with Your Microbiome, by the researchers who are really prominent in the field, Justin and Erica Sonnenberg, Sonnenberg, who are at Stanford and have done lead research just like Stan Hazen. Stan Hazen will be the lead speaker at our conference in Las Vegas in November. You can sign up for that conference, ccfcme.org/wellness, and you can find out more about it. We'll talk more about it on the show because this is a wonderful book. We'll talk about how you, your questions. So Martha, thank you for your question. What to do if you need an antibiotic? This is one from Muriel, and I'm adapting her question. It says, what's the best bacterial probiotic, and when do you take it, and how do you get it, if you will? There's also one from Santiago, who asks the importance of probiotics, and of course, we're going to cover and we'll ask about fiber, soluble versus insoluble, because this book talks a lot about them, what they do for their diet, why they eat, what they eat, and how they eat it, and why they eat it, since they're talking about the good gut, and they study this extensively. It's actually very interesting because Stan Hazen here has shown that butylbutane and trimethylamine, which come from carnitine, lecithin, and choline in your diet, you get those from red meat. Yes, pork is a red meat. Lamb is a red meat. You also get them from egg yolks and some other food, but much lower quantities in, for example, fish. Yeah, you could eat 6 ounces of fish every meal, 16 meals a week, and not get up to the level that changes your microbiome. We did some studies here with vegans, that is, vegetarians, who were fairly strict vegans, and eating one steak didn't change their bacteria, but if they ate 100, that is, if they ate 4 ounces a week each week, within 2 weeks, their bacteria changed in their gut to produce trimethylamine, which causes inflammation, heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, wrinkles of the skin. And it also changed to produce butylbutane, which caused kidney failure. So there's some strong evidence on your microbiome being incredibly important in the food you eat, change it. So we're going in, and there's data in this book. It's a wonderful book. On how all of these things, that is, memory, personality, coronary artery disease, stroke, erectile dysfunction, orgasm, wrinkles, obesity, and aging are changed by your diet, which changes your microbiome. So we'll get to those questions for our guests, the Sonnenbergs, at the bottom of the hour. Now I wanted to go over the 2-minute walk. This is a very interesting study, we call it our wellness foreplay study of the week. We ought to have some music for that sonar in the future. But anyway, this is suggesting that, and it was a large study, 3,626 adult men and women who were generally healthy at the start of the study, and they looked whether standing, like a standing desk, versus walking 2 minutes an hour versus doing much more in fitness compared to a group that largely sat and did no work. And what they found is just 2 minutes of walking an hour counteracted 33% of the harms of sitting all day. Just 2 minutes for 8 hours, 2 minutes of walking an hour or 16 minutes a day, counteracted or decreased their risk of premature death by 33% compared to people who sat almost nonstop. Pretty remarkable from just sitting. It was a large, as I said, study of over 3,626 adult women and men who had this. And we're going to ask the Sonnenbergs, did this change their bacteria? That is, does walking change your bacteria? And what about just standing versus a treadmill desk? Well, standing did not change it, but a treadmill desk, which, you know, as I use almost every day, a treadmill desk for much of the day. I'm already at 9,644 steps. I'll get way over 10,000 today, I hope. But in any case, that standing is not as beneficial, doesn't reverse anything compared to sitting all day, but walking just 2 minutes an hour reversed it. So that's one of our key studies. That's the number three study of the week. The number five study, we talked about that. The USDA created a new government certification. If you're GMO free, you can pay to get a certificate on your food label or your box label that says you're GMO free. Why would you pay for it? It should be the people who use GMOs have to pay more. You should get GMO free is the healthier one. That should be free. You should have to pay to see the label on when it's labeled GMO, but that's not the way it is. So that's the number five study of the week. The number one study we've talked about also, 80% of cervical cancers now can be prevented with the HPV vaccine. Even if you have infected with cervical, with HPV, get this vaccine. Get it any age. It prevents its spread to the throat. It prevents its spread to the anal areas. And it decreases even cervical cancer rates even after you've been infected. Really impressive data. It's not that expensive a vaccine. It's not free. It's not cheap. But it is something where the benefit outweighs the risk, preventing cancer, tremendous. And there's going to be a lot more work on cancer vaccines. We should maybe do a special show on that next week or the week after. We'll talk about vaccines and prevention of cancer, how you can get a vaccine that'll target, if you will, potential cells, cancer cells, and drill holes in them. I'm giving it away, if you will, drill holes in those cancer cells to let the cells die and you live. The number four story of the week we talked about also, this was the Mediterranean diet boosts brain power. The study finds that when you get either 3/4 ounce of walnuts or 5 ounces of olive oil a week, you really get a significant reduction in the rate of aging of your brain. Your brain gets faster at processing, and your memory actually improves. It's not just that it slows the decline. It actually improves when you eat that Mediterranean diet with walnuts and olive oil. So please stock up on walnuts and olive oil. Avoid red meat. Avoid egg yolks. Avoid saturated fat. And especially avoid simple sugars, simple carbohydrates, and refined grains. We're going to be back in a few minutes, and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've got some great guests coming up, the Sonnenbergs, the Good Gut, as well as in the second hour, Dr. Ginger on Rainbow Juice Cleanse. But we're going to get to your microbiome in just a second. We'll be right back. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike from Healthy Talk. When RadioMD listeners call or email me, they often ask what they can do to revitalize their aging body. That's when I tell them about the team of life extension scientists who have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of gynostenopentaphyllum and rose hips plant extracts promotes mitochondria production and optimizes cell energy production. Found in every cell, AMPK promotes longevity factors that have been shown to extend life in numerous organisms. Increasing AMPK signaling turns off many damaging effects of aging, thus enabling cells to return to their youthful vitality. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Don't let the month pass by without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. That's lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. We have great guests coming up. You've heard about it in the last half hour, the good gut. Taking control of your weight, your mood, and your long-term health with the Sonnenbergs. S-O-N-N-E-N-B-U-R-G. The book is a wonderful rendition of science about your gut and really about your microbiome and how you get to change it and how it gets to influence you. So we're going to get right into it because I know a lot of you have asked questions already. You can always ask questions at UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. The Sonnenbergs are researchers who are hot in the microbiome field, and they're at no slouch of an institution, Stanford. Obviously, I know the excitement of the Bay Area since I was there, but my daughter was recently a postdoc at Stanford and said when I asked her what her ideal job was, she said it was to stay as a postdoc at Stanford for the rest of her life. That's how good the energy was, but she finished that life. In any case, The Good Gut is by the Sonnenbergs. It's a wonderful book. And let me start out with a question that one of our listeners, a Kim, asked, and that is, I understand the diversity of bacteria inside your gut is key for aging. How do I keep a diverse gut?
Yeah, well, this is really a key question. I think we're finding that, you know, as more and more studies are coming out just over the past year, that all of our gut microbiotas in the Western world, in the United States and in Europe, people living in industrialized society have basically lost a lot of our microbial diversity. And this concept of diversity may be somewhat foreign to listeners, so it's probably instructive just to give an analogy here. If you can imagine a jar of jelly beans with all the different beans representing the bacteria in your gut microbiota, and the different colors or flavors representing the different types of bacteria that are in there, bacterial species. We used to have a jar of jelly beans that just had a lot of colors and flavors, and now we have one with only a few, that we've actually lost a lot of this diversity in our gut microbiota. And there are a lot of arrows pointing towards this diversity being incredibly important for human health, you know, being linked to reduced markers of inflammation, better metabolism if you have more diversity, better metabolic markers. And so there's a lot of links suggesting that low diversity is actually predisposing us to a lot of Western disease. So then the major question becomes exactly what your listener asked. How do we keep diversity? How do we foster diversity? How do we gain back perhaps diversity that we've lost? And so there's some really simple things. We lay this out in the book in great detail, but just to go through a few of the really important ones, we know that dietary fiber is the fuel that nourishes the gut microbiota. And so the more and different types of dietary fiber, these are, you know, complex carbohydrates that are found in vegetables, found in legumes, actually in nuts, in, you know, whole grains. These are the complex fibers that feed the microbiota, and that actually fosters a lot of diversity.
That goes to another question that one of our other listeners asked, if I can interrupt part of the answer, and that is it soluble fiber or insoluble, she just wrote.
Yeah, so this is another good question, and that for a long time on nutritional labels, they were dividing fibers up into soluble and insoluble. I think with some recognition that there was, you know, something important about fiber that was soluble and easily fermented by the gut microbiota, what we're finding is that it's not as simple as just a chemical test that categorizes fibers as soluble and insoluble. There are some insoluble fibers that actually the gut microbiota can access and ferment. And so it's what's probably important is just a complex diversity of fibers to nourish the microbiota. And then there's also a role that fiber plays just as a bulking role to increase, improve motility. It helps with satiety in the gut. And so we just think that our, you know, the 15 grams of fiber that most Americans get per day is well below what's recommended and well below what is probably needed to foster a healthy microbiota.
Well, I interrupted the answer you were going on, which was the diversity from eating fiber. Does fiber alone do it?
Yeah, so one thing that we know is, you know, it can be kind of overwhelming to think of this microbial community that we have in our gut and how it's lost species over time, and this is affecting our health. But the good news is there are a lot of choices we can make to really impact this community. So unlike our human genome, which is, you know, we're basically stuck with this microbial community, we can do a lot of things to improve it. So it's, you know, eating things like eating dietary fiber. And Justin mentioned that we think that a diversity of dietary fiber is important. So different types of fruits, vegetables, legumes, these types of things. Also, it appears that eating fermented food, so consuming food that has living microbes in it. So these would be foods like yogurt or sauerkraut, kimchi. These fermented foods actually have living microbes in them. And it looks like these living microbes, while they don't take up residence in our gut, as they passage through, they are doing beneficial things while they're there. And then exposure to other environmental microbes. So, you know, just getting out into nature, having people that have pets have a greater diversity in their microbiota, we think, from being exposed to the microbes that plants introduce into our lives.
Now, let's go back and come to some of the other questions, because and by the way, there's a really good question from Muriel, which I'll get to, and then I want to get to what you guys eat, and if you have children and what they eat and what you eat when you go out. But let's go and start with Muriel's question is, what do I do if I need an antibiotic to repopulate my gut with healthy bacteria? And the second part of her question was, what happens if I, that is, how much of the bacteria from my hands and arms, and if I rub tables in a common place, do I get that bacteria inside my gut, and is that good or bad?
Yeah, so both great questions. So regarding the first point, of course, there are times where we can't avoid antibiotics, but we think the first point to recognize is that indeed oral antibiotics decimate the gut microbiota, and this is important for really two reasons. One is that directly after or during and after antibiotic use, we actually become more susceptible to some scary bacterial pathogens that are out there, things like Salmonella and Clostridium difficile. So we have this moment of vulnerability directly during and after antibiotic treatment. And then, of course, the microbiota gradually will regrow, but after you stop the antibiotics. But the evidence now suggests that it never really gets back to the same spot as it started. So there appears to be long-term damage that's sustained to the microbiota by antibiotic use. And so this really means that we need to limit antibiotic use to only when it's absolutely necessary. And we talk in the book about just, you know, having a dialogue with your physician and talking about, you know, the possibility of taking a wait and see approach if that's possible. If not, if you need antibiotics, then yeah, what do you do to help foster this community comeback? There's really good evidence that, probiotics and fermented foods like kefir and yogurt are really good at serving as sort of placeholders in the gut microbiota. So even though they're transient members of this community, they can help prevent the antibiotic-associated diarrhea caused by some of these pathogens. So in the short term, certainly fermented foods or probiotics are really useful. And then, you know, gradually bringing back high fiber into the diet and trying to really provide food and nourishment for gut bacteria, because this is what's going to foster diversity to regrow there. So that's really the important thing to think about.
When we come back, we're going to take on more questions, more of your questions, as well as mine, with the Sonnenbergs on their book, the wonderful book, really explains science incredibly easily and well, The Good Gut. The Good Gut. It's a great book to get. We'll be right back on You, the Orange Manual Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Remember when Grandpa used to slip a little whiskey into his coffee? Well, we sure don't recommend that to anyone. But if you want your coffee to be maximized, then spike it with Java Jolt from Action Energy. What is Java Jolt? Action Energy specifically designed Java Jolt for the coffee drinker to add a jolt to your cup so that your coffee will now be chock full of the special blend of healthy nutrients and minerals like ginseng, green tea extract, vitamins B6 and B12, caffeine, and vitamin C. Now, that's the kind of coffee I like. Java Jolt and the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots are available at selected retail stores. Go to actionenergyae.com for more information. actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we hope you do stay well. We're talking with the Sonnenbergs, S-O-N-N-E-N-B-U-R-G, who've written this sensational book, which translates all the science about those bacteria inside your gut. You have 10 to 100 trillion of them. They outnumber you. Your cells, total cells, 10 to 1, it said, but at least 1.5 to 1. But maybe we'll ask that question of the Sonnenbergs. How many bacteria do we have inside us on a normal day? But in any case, they influence your aging, your memory, your personality, your coronary disease, whether you get the obesity or not, and you influence them. And we're going to talk about that more. And then I want to talk about what they eat, since it's in the book, but it's wonderfully put in the book. So, Justin, how many, or Erica, and I apologize, I don't know who to address which question to, how many bacteria do we have in our gut on a normal day, and does how much variation is there day to day, and does it matter?
Yeah, so in our large intestine, there's over 100 trillion bacterial cells living in there. So like you said, we're outnumbered. Our human cells are outnumbered about 10 to 1 bacteria to human. But what's even more amazing is if you count up our genetics, so the number of human genes, and compare it to the number of bacterial genes, we're actually less than 1% human. So most of our genetic material that we're walking around, and over 99% of it is microbial in nature. And I think this new view of ourselves as composite organisms is a really important notion to have, just that we are in fact more microbial than we are human. And these microbes are wired into all aspects of our biology. They're wired into our immune system, our metabolism, even our central nervous system and our brain. So it's really important that we're aware that these microbes are there and that we learn how to take care of them so that it can improve our own health.
And then, you know, related to dynamics, it's you point to a really interesting part of this field, which is understanding how this community changes over time in a given individual. So first, it's important to recognize that it's different in each one of us slightly. So we all have our own fingerprint of microbes in our gut, but these microbes are not totally stable. There's oscillations that occur after each meal, but recent research has shown that a significant number of these species are associated with us for the long term, with years or perhaps even decades. So that's a projection based on a lot of the stability that's seen. So even though there's fluctuations in this community, it appears that it is relatively stable. But an important thing to note that's also come out of recent research is that your microbiota composition, the species that are actually in your gut, are a result of your long-term dietary trends. And so we were talking earlier about how all of us in the Western world have a somewhat deteriorated microbiota. There's good evidence that changing our lifestyle, how we implement medical practices and our diet can gradually change the trajectory of our microbiota over the course of months and years. So there really appears to be this, this long-term trajectory impact of how you're living your life that can positively impact this community.
Although in the vegans we have a plant-based diet large perspective in the Wellness Institute, and in the vegans so Stan Hazen here exposed them to red meat, and then we did a fairly large study, or large by our standard study with this, and exposing to more than 100 grams of carnitine in a week or choline in a week changed the microbiome to produce trimethylamine oxide and butylbutane in a one-week period. So it was in the second week that they changed the bacteria from whether it was producing, whether it was the same bacteria or not, we're not sure.
Yeah, right.
But they did change what they produced to be things that caused kidney failure and to be things that caused hypertension and caused inflammation in your arteries.
Right. So there are these two different respects in how you can change your microbiota. One is actually changing the species of bacteria that are there. And we think that this is, you know, unless you have a fecal transplant where you actually bring in an entirely new community, that this change in membership actually is a fairly slow process that tracks with, your lifestyle and dietary habits. But then there's this other part of microbiota change that has to do with its functionality. And so part of this is relative abundance. So a species that was only, 0.1% yesterday, maybe at 10% tomorrow based on something you ate, and that can radically change the function that this gut microbiota is carrying out. And then also what genes they activate can be influenced on a very short time scale. So without changing the membership significantly in terms of who's there, you can drastically change what they're doing.
And I would put a quote in that you have on page 139 about the competing species and the environment within the gut in dictates which inhabitants thrive. It's just a brilliantly, how do I call it? It's enviable lucidity of how you write this. So I do encourage people to read The Good Gut. But before, I want to get one more question in, is what do you guys eat? What do you guys eat when you go out? And what do you do when you go to someone else's home?
Yeah, so, you know, our rule of thumb is, and we have young kids, and they eat the same that we do. Our rule of thumb is we make sure at every meal that there's something on our plate, and usually it's the majority of our plate, is food for our gut microbes. So we tell our children, you know, you need to eat food for yourself, but you also need to remember that you're feeding this community that's living inside you. And what they really want to eat is dietary fiber. So we make sure that our plate always has fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, these types of things, so that our gut microbes are getting fed as well. And you vary them.
In other words, if your child loves peas, will you give them peas, or do you force a variety of vegetables and fruits?
Yeah, we do a variety of vegetables and fruits. So we actually subscribe to one of these community-supported agriculture things where we get a box and we never know what we're going to get. And it really forces us to eat a variety of different types of plants and just get used to liking many different types of plants, which is important for kids to do as well.
When you go out, and is there anything special that you avoid?
Yeah, when we go out, it's the same type of thing. We focus on a plant-based diet. And I think that, you know, it's no accident that these diets, like the Mediterranean diet that have been shown to have so many health benefits, those diets are also the types of food that really help the microbiota thrive. So I think we're finally connecting now. Why is it that these high-fiber Mediterranean-style diets are so good for us? I think we're seeing that part of their beneficial effect is they're really promoting a thriving gut community.
The Sonnenbergs, we've been enjoying their conversation, Sonnenberg, The Good Gut, Take Control of Your Weight, Your Mood, Your Long-Term Health, sensational book. Thank you very much and a wonderful interview. Hope you come back again.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.